أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
آية نمبر 102 يا أيها الذين آمنوا O you who have believed O people who are believers اتقوا الله Have taqwa of Allah Fear Allah How should you fear Allah? حق تقاته As he should be feared ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون And do not die except as Muslims, except in the state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over here, the believers are being addressed. That, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And remember, whenever the address is such, what does it mean? That the command that is being given, that must be implemented. If you say that you have iman, then you must do this. It is a requirement of your iman. And if you don't do this, it means that there's something wrong with your iman. Your iman is deficient. So if you have iman, what should you do? What should you must do? اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ You must have taqwa of Allah. So this shows that taqwa is a part of iman. And iman is incomplete without taqwa. Because what is taqwa? Taqwa is to have the fear of Allah, to be conscious of Allah. And what does taqwa do? It's the fear that takes you to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keeps you away from disobeying Allah. Many times, people know what has to be done and they know what should not be done. Correct? They've learned it, they've studied it, they know about it. But what is it that stops us from action? It's the lack of taqwa. Or what is it that makes us disobey Allah? It's the lack of taqwa. What is it that makes us forget? It's the lack of taqwa. So taqwa is a part of iman. Taqwa is necessary for iman. And iman is not complete without taqwa. But what kind of taqwa should you have? Just say that, yes, I fear Allah. No, you should have taqwa of Allah. حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ As is the right to have taqwa. As Allah deserves to be feared. Tuqat, as we have learned earlier, tuqat is another masdar, and it's from the same root as the word taqwa, from waqaf, ya. What does it mean by this? That have taqwa of Allah as he should be feared. Have fear of Allah as he should be feared. It has been said, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, that haqqa tuqatihi means, أَن يُطَاعُ اللَّهُ فَلَا يُعْصَى That Allah should be obeyed and not disobeyed. That is to have the taqwa of Allah. That is to have the right taqwa of Allah. That a person obeys Allah and he does not disobey Allah. Because many out of taqwa, they do obey Allah. But out of taqwa, they don't refrain from disobeying Allah. So what is haqqa tuqatihi? That a person obeys Allah and does not disobey Him. وَأَن يُذْكَرَ فَلَا يُنْسَى And that Allah should be remembered and not forgotten. That is also part of حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ That a person should be mindful of Allah, should remember Allah and not forget Him. وَأَن يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرَ And that a person should be grateful to Allah and he should not be ungrateful. This is also having taqwa of Allah as is the right of Allah to be feared. That in every situation a person does shukr, not kufr. Similarly, it has been said that اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ What it means is that a person should strive in the way of Allah. How? حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ That a person should struggle, should strive in the way of Allah as is the right of struggling in the way of Allah. And when a person is struggling in the way of Allah, what should he do? He should not fear the blame of other people. And that he should stay firm upon that which is correct, even if it is against himself or his family. So, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ تَمُوتُنَّ from mim wawta maut And تَمُوتُنَّ ends with a noon mushaddad. What does it mean? Definitely. That you must not die unless in the state of Islam. What does it mean? That you should remain as Muslim until the end of your life. You should remain as Muslim until the end of life. We see that Islam is the apparent condition of a person. Islam is on the outward. Muslimun. It's on the outward. Iman and taqwa are in the heart. The first part of the ayah emphasizes that iman, if you claim to have iman, you should have taqwa. Iman and taqwa both go hand in hand. And on the outward is Islam. And both are important. Both are necessary. That in his heart, a person has iman and taqwa, and on the outward, he has Islam. Many times, people focus on the outward, and they neglect the batin. They neglect the inside. Many times we focus only on the rituals, and we forget the reformation of our hearts. We forget to reform niyyah. We forget to clean our hearts. Or many times people say, you know, hijab is in the heart. Dhikr is in the heart. And on the outward there is nothing. No. Both are essential. Both are very important. Both go hand in hand. The outward and the inward. And that is what is being said over here. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And over here Allah says, don't die except in the state of Islam. When a person dies, what is in the dua of janazah? That Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fa'ahyihi ala al-Islam. Wa man tawaffaytahu minna fatawaffahu ala al-Iman. That O Allah, whoever from among us that you keep living, meaning whoever from among us you keep alive, then keep him alive in the state of Iman. And whoever among us that you cause to die, take his life in a state of Islam. Take his life in the state of Islam. Because on the Day of Judgment, it's not just the outward that is going to be looked at, but it's also the inward. The outward as well as the inward. What did a person have in his heart, and what did he have on the outward? And this is so important. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Yusuf alayhi salam, he eventually became someone who had a lot of power in Egypt. He was a slave, and then eventually he gained a lot of power, a lot of honor in Egypt. And what dua did he make? That تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. That O Allah, you give me death in the state of Islam, and join me with those who are righteous. So dying in the state of Islam, dying in the state of taqwa, dying in the state of iman, is that which is important. And remember, a person cannot die in the state of Islam unless and until he lives the life of Islam. It's not possible that a person dies in the state of Islam unless and until he lives as a Muslim as well. The wife of Lut alayhi salam, apparently she was a believer. But what happened? When the angels came to tell Lut alayhi salam to leave, what happened to his wife? كانت من الغابرين. She was of those who remained behind. Why? Because on the outward, she showed Islam. But on the inside, she did not have iman. Her heart was somewhere else. So لا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Both are important, outward and inward. And how can that be done? When a person fears Allah, as is the right of fearing Him. That a person remembers Allah, he does not forget Allah. He obeys Allah and does not disobey Allah. He is grateful to Allah and is not ungrateful to Allah. And then he strives for the sake of Allah, and he strives as he should strive. Then only he can live a life of iman, and he can live a life of Islam. And when he lives like that, then he can die in the state of Islam. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And all of you should hold on firmly to the rope of Allah. وَاعْتَصِمُوا. Again, the same word has come. عَيْن صَاد مِيم. Hold on to it. Hold firmly to it. Hold firmly to what? بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. The rope of Allah. حَبْل is from the root letters حَا بَا لَام. And حَبْل is anything that helps a person achieve his goal. What is it? Anything that helps a person achieve his goal. Achieve the maqsad. The purpose, the goal. And from this the word habl is used for a rope. Because what do you use a rope for? To tie two things together. Or for instance, in particular the Arabs, they used to use ropes for climbing up trees. Date palm trees. Okay? So you use a rope, and then you go from ground level up to the top of the tree. Similarly, it can be used for a cord. For instance, your phone, or your computer, or your charger. If you disconnect the charger, what's going to happen? You're going to lose connection. If you take the cord out, is your phone going to work? No. Now you have wireless. But if you take the wireless card out, that also is a habl. So if you take it out, is it going to work? It's not going to work. So habl is something that connects the two together. It is a means of obtaining your goal. Primarily it's used for a rope, but then it's used for anything else as well. The word habl is also used for vein. Habl al-warid, the jugular vein. Why? Because if it is cut off, life is cut off. And if it's connected, then a person is still alive. So habl is something that is essential for a connection or for a circuit to be complete. And if it's not there, if it's cut off, then the connection is not complete. So over here Allah says that all of you should hold on to the hablillah, the habl of Allah. How should you hold on to it? Jami'an, together, collectively. Not one here and one there and one here and one there. No, all of you together hold on to the habl of Allah. What is the habl of Allah? What is the hablullah? Al-Qur'an. The Qur'an is the rope of Allah. Al-Qur'an hablullah al-mateen. Why? Because the Qur'an is what connects us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is what establishes our connection, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Qur'an is the kalam of Allah. It's the word of Allah. It is what Allah has said to us. It is what Allah has commanded us, what Allah has told us. And from the Qur'an we know what Allah wants from us. So it's a communication. Allah has told us, and hence we do what Allah has commanded us. If we don't know the Qur'an, how will we know what Allah has told us? Just as an example, if somebody sends you a text message telling you to do something, if you don't know what that message is, are you going to do it? No. So that message becomes a means of communication. So hablullah, the connection with Allah, is through what? Through the Qur'an. Jubair, he narrated that the Prophet ﷺ said, rejoice, be happy. Why? For verily this Qur'an, one part of it is in the hands of Allah, and the other part is in your hands. One part is in the hands of Allah, and the other is in your hands. Therefore, hold on to it, for you will never be destroyed, nor will you ever go astray after it. If you hold on to the Qur'an, you will never be destroyed, nor will you ever go astray after it. But what's the condition? What's the condition? You have to hold on to it. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All together, all of you, all of you together. It's like the veins in the body, the habl, the veins in the body, it's like a web. They're all connected with each other. Correct? Yes, they are spread all over the body, but they're all connected with each other. Right? So the believers also, they also have to be connected with one another. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And do not be divided. تَفَرَّقُوا is from فَرَقَاف, تَفَرُّق. And what does تَفَرُّق mean? To separate from one another, to become divided. So do not become divided. When? After Islam. After you have come together. After you have joined together. After you have held on to the rope of Allah. After you are holding on to the rope of Allah, then do not become divided. Why? Because the unity of Muslims is what is a means of protection for them. As we learned in the previous ayahs, وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ. What does it show? Righteous company. The importance of righteous company. So, collectiveness, unity, is a means of protection. It is a means of protection for the iman. And also, collectiveness, unity, is a means of blessing. As I mentioned to you earlier, the Prophet ﷺ said that يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. The hand of Allah is above the jama'ah, is above the gathering, is above those people who collect together, who gather together, who stay together, who have unity. What does it mean by this? That Allah's special help, His blessings, His care, His protection is with those people who stay together, not those people who separate away, not those people who cut each other off. And also remember that division is actually a form of punishment. Division is a form of punishment. That when the people are together, but their hearts are divided. The people seem to be together, but their hearts are cut up. Sometimes people are living in the same house, under the same roof, but still they're not together. And what happens? With that disunity, there is no peace. People don't trust each other. They lock their rooms. They lock their cupboards. They put labels on everything that they possess. Why? It's a sense of insecurity, which makes their life so difficult for them. So, لا تفرقوا, do not be divided. And it shows that when the Muslims together hold on to the Quran, only then they can stay away from tafarruq. Only then they can stay away from division. Because Quran is a means of unity for Muslims. So, لا تفرقوا. And that can only be done when people are together on the Quran. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. And remember the blessing of Allah upon you. How should you remember it? With your tongue as well as in your heart. You should mention it, you should talk about it, and you should keep it alive in your heart. You should not forget it in your heart. The blessing of Allah. Which blessing? All of the blessings of Allah. And especially the blessing of Deen, the blessing of Iman, the blessing of unity. The blessing of unity. So, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Which blessing? إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً. When you used to be enemies. أَعْدَاء is a plural of عَدُو. When you used to be enemies, كُنْتُمْ. Meaning before Islam, you were enemies. So what happened then? فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Then he united your hearts together. He joined your hearts together. And when your hearts came together, فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ. Then you all became with his blessing. Ikhwan and brothers, you all were disunited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined your hearts and you became brothers. And this is a great blessing of Allah which you should not forget. What does it refer to? Primarily, this was revealed in the context of that incident that happened between the Aus and Khazraj. What happened before Islam? They were disunited. With Islam, what happened? They became brothers. So over here Allah is reminding them that hold on to the Quran, hold on to the Hablullah, and do not become divided. And remember the big blessing of Allah. You used to be enemies before, and Allah joined you all together. Allah put unity in your hearts. This can be understood in two ways. That first of all, in Medina, what happened? The Aus and Khazraj, they were enemies to one another. And these tribes, they would always fight with each other. The Prophet ﷺ came and united them. Islam came and united them. Secondly, we can also understand this in the context of Makkah. That in Makkah, what happened? The Quraysh and the Hawazin, the tribe of Quraysh and Hawazin, even they were enemies to one another. And they would also have a lot of fights. There was a lot of corruption, a lot of disorder because of the disunity. And then what happened? After Islam, they became united. And it's not just limited to the Muslims of Makkah and Medina at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. This is also relevant to us today. That sometimes there are two people, sometimes there are two families. There is great enmity between the two, great strife between the two. But when they learn the deen, then they come together. Then they unite with one another. Sometimes you see that siblings, they have a lot of fights. Or husband and wife, they don't get along together. Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, they don't get along together. Sister-in-law, no way. But what happens? When they learn the Quran, when they study the Quran, then their hearts come together. Then they forget the differences. When Islam comes, when Quran comes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who puts unity in the hearts. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. أَلَّفَ is from the root letters Hamza Lamfa. Remember the word Alf? What does Alf mean? Thousand, right? Over there it was mentioned that Alf literally means to be together, to be joined together, to be united, to be put together. So Allafa, yu'allifu, ta'lif, what does it mean? To put together. And ta'lifu al-qulub, Allafa bayna qulubikum, what does it mean? To join the hearts together. To put love in the hearts. So that people forget the differences. People forget the enmity. People forget their grudges. And they have love for one another. So love is what unites hearts. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. You were enemies before, and Allah is the one who made your hearts one. In Surah Al-Anfal, ayah 62-63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَيَّدَكَ بِنَصْرِهِ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is Allah who supported you, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his help and with the believers. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. And it is Allah who has brought together their hearts. So what do we learn from this? What do we learn from this? That people can try whatever they can, whatever they want, to become united. But unity comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who أَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who puts affection in the hearts of people, and then they become joined. It's a great blessing of Allah. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ. أَصْبَحْتُمْ is from the root letter صَاد بَاحَا, from the word صُبْح. And صُبْح, what does it mean? Morning. And أَصْبَحَ literally is to become in the morning, or to wake up in the morning in a particular state, to enter the morning in a particular state. And then the word asbahtum is used in the general sense, to become. Not just in the morning, but generally, to become. It's like, you know, you go to sleep and then you wake up fresh. You enter, you know, a new day with a new feeling. So asbahtum, you change. You became. There was a change. So you became bini'matihi, because of his blessing. Which blessing? The ni'mah of Islam. As Allah says, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. So what is ni'mah? Islam. So with the blessing of Allah, you became ikhwanan. Ikhwan is a plural of akh. And it's from the root letters hamza kha, ya. From the word akhiya. Others say it is from the root letters hamza kha, waw. And ukhuwa is used for brotherhood. What does it mean? Brotherhood. Akh, akha, akhi. What does it mean? Brother. So ukhuwa, brotherhood. And brotherhood is of two types. First of all, that through nasab. Brotherhood that is established through blood ties. That literally, your brother, your biological brother. Why is he your brother? Because of the blood tie. Because of the nasab. You share the same nasab. You share the same lineage. Therefore, he is your brother. The second type of ukhuwa is ukhuwa fi deen. Brotherhood because of deen. And what kind of brotherhood is that? That two people, they don't share the same lineage, they're not related to one another, they might not even be of the same country, they might differ in their age, in their race, in their background, in their social class, but because they have the same deen, they look like brothers. Or they behave with each other just like brothers do. That they stand together in salah. Huh? So ukhuwa fi deen, brotherhood in deen, is based on religion. That when people are from the same religion, then they are like brothers to one another. And remember that ukhuwa fi deen is much stronger than ukhuwa that is through nasab. It is much stronger. Why? Because it is a conscious relationship. You don't choose your sibling. And sometimes you take your siblings for granted, so you don't care that much. But ukhuwa fi deen, when you develop love for someone, when you develop friendship with someone because of the deen, because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Islam, then that relationship is much stronger. That relationship is much stronger. And it lasts much longer. We see that there are two examples in front of us. First of all, we see the example of the Ansar. Who were the Ansar? If you read about their history, you will find that they were very close to one another. Why? Because of their deen. When the Muhajirun came, what happened? The Ansar and the Muhajirun, they became brothers to one another. So much so that they became partners in their business, in their trade, in their lands. And one of the Sahabi, he even said to his brother that, if you want, I will divorce my wife. They went to such an extent because of their brotherhood, because of the friendship, because of the bond between them. Another example is the one of Nuh alayhi salam, his son. His son was his biological son. But what happened? His son did not become a believer. Huh? There was nasab, but there was no iman. It was nasab that joined them. It was not the deen that joined them. And what happened? When his son died, and Nuh alayhi salam prayed for him, what was he told? إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Indeed, he is not of your family. He does not belong to your family. He is not related to you. You have nothing to do with him. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. He was someone who did amal that was غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ, that was unrighteous. So over here Allah says that you became brothers. Why? Because of the blessing of Allah. How? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined your hearts. Previously, you were divided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you Islam and you became joined. You became united. We see over here that if you love someone, or if someone loves you, who is it that has put that love in your heart or in their heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's أَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِ. So who should we be thankful to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who should we not forget in that love? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because many times when we love someone or they love us, who do we forget? Allah. I love talking to this person. I love going out with this person. And we neglect salah. We neglect our adhkar. We neglect reciting the Quran. Many times we see that two people, they get married. Why? Because the other person is very righteous. And they get married. Why? Because they like the deen. And then what happens? They forget Allah. People who say, you know, our friendship is for the sake of Allah. I love you for the sake of Allah. But the same friends are stopping each other from loving Allah more, from obeying Allah more. We learn from a hadith in al-Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said that when Allah loves a slave, he calls Jibreel. And he says, I love so and so. So you should also love him. And Jibreel begins to love that person. Then Jibreel announces in the heaven, saying, Allah loves so and so. So all of you, people of heaven, meaning all of you, dwellers of Samawat, you also love him. Then the inhabitants of the heavens, meaning the angels, they also love him. And then the people on the earth also love him. So who is it that puts love in the heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in loving someone or in enjoying someone's love. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَى حُفْرَةٍ. And you used to be upon the edge of a pit, مِنَ النَّارِ, of the fire. You were on the edge of a pit of fire. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. And then he saved you from it. Another blessing of Allah. كُنْتُمْ, meaning you were before Islam. Where were you? عَلَى شَفَى. شَفَى is from the root letter شِين فَوَل. And the word شَفَى is used for the edge or the border of something. What is it? The edge, the brink, the border of something. From the same root is the word shafatun. And shafatun is used for lips. Why? Because they're the edges of the mouth. Right? So, shafa hufratin. And hufra is from the root letters ha, fa, ra. And hufra is used for a ditch, a hole. Hafara is to dig the earth. What does hafara mean? To dig the earth. And hufra is a ditch or a hole. Hollow. So, hufra, a ditch. Which ditch? What's inside the ditch? Min an-nar, of the fire. So you were standing at the edge of a pit of fire. Just imagine a person who is standing at the edge of a cliff. And if he falls from that cliff, there is fire beneath him. There is fire beneath him. So you were standing at that edge. All that was needed was that you take one step, or somebody pushes you just lightly, and that's it. You're doomed. You're finished. So this is figurative, and what it means is that the only thing that was stopping you from falling into hellfire was death. You were living your lives as disbelievers in darkness. And if you passed away, if death came to you, you would have fallen into the hellfire. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. But look at the mercy of Allah. He saved you from it. He saved you from falling into the pit of fire. أَنْقَذَ is from the root letters نُون قَافْ ذَال. And نَقَذَ is to rescue someone from danger, to rescue someone from destruction. So Allah saved you. How? By giving you iman. So when you have iman now, are you going to listen to the Ahlul Kitab and turn back to your kufr? Because in the previous verses, what did Allah say? That if you listen to them, what's going to happen? You're going to end up losing your iman. Your iman is a huge blessing. Look at where you were in ignorance. in kufr, in shirk. Allah saved you from it, gave you a huge blessing, united all of you together, and you will go back to kufr. This would be great ingratitude, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with iman, and you don't take care of that iman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Ansar, did I not find you misguided, and Allah directed you to guidance because of me? Were you not divided beforehand, and Allah united you around me? Were you not poor, and Allah enriched you because of me? So when Allah has given you these great blessings, what should you do? Hold on to the rope of Allah. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهِ. Likewise, Allah explains, لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ, for you His ayat. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ, so that you all are rightly guided. Essentially, the command in this verse is so that we do not become divided. We do not become disunited, and we become united. We come together. And what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us that will lead us to unity, that will keep us united? Holding on to the Quran. So we see that there are many benefits of holding on to the Quran. First of all, it protects your iman, as we learned in the previous verses. And then, it is also a means of unity. Because when people are disunited, they suffer a lot. What are some of the things that people suffer? When people are disunited, what happens? They become weak. Remember that. When people are disunited, they become weak. They don't have any strength left. And their enemy can really take advantage of them. Their enemy can really defeat them. But when people are united, for instance, when a family is united, then what happens? Nobody can harm them. Nobody can say anything to them, because they are together. So the key to unity is holding on to the Quran. And also, the key to unity is remembering the blessings of Allah. Because over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the blessings. That look at you, look at where you were, and look at the blessing of Allah, because of which you became united.